弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers, sisters.
我们很高兴主日的清晨我们一起来敬拜神。
Very happy that we can get together to worship our Lord.
我们也很欢迎今天有正道神学院的院长林国亮牧师在和师母在我们当中。
We welcome the president of Logos Evangelical Seminary. They are among us today.
今天我们来继续的来思考啊，基督里的自由的第二部分。
Today we're going to study the second part of that freedom in Christ.
上一次呢，我们讨论了第一部分内容是摆脱枷锁。
Last time we talked about the first part of the freedom. Last time we talked about the free from the bondage.
因为基督的救恩的果效，那么罪已经不能再束缚我们了。
Because the result of the Christ salvation, sin no longer binds us.
所以我们上一次信息的主题就是必须要致死我们身上的那些个顽疾。
So the last message, the theme is to get rid of the stubborn illness of our body.
因为其实只要我们痛下决心改掉这些旧的习惯并非难事。
If we're willing to make a decision, try to get rid of those bad habits, it's not that difficult.
就像腓立比书第四章十三节所告诉我们的。
Like Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, tell us.
靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
那今天我们探讨的第二部分的标题呢，就是要重生自由。
Today we're going to look at the second part, talk about reborn freedom.
我们一起来思考如何活出基督的样式。
So let's think about how to live out the image of Christ.
我的小女儿呢 ,Amanda 在读高中的时候她有一天呢就放学回家就问了我一个问题。
My youngest daughter, Amanda, one time when she came home, asked me a question.
因为她说Daddy, 你是不是来美国是为了寻求自由而来的
?So she asked me, Daddy, you came to the United States, were you looking for the freedom?
因为她从来是在美国长大她从来没有思考过这个问题。
But she was born in the United States, she never thought about this issue.
那直到学校里面有老师讲说很多的中国的移民来到美国是为了享受美国的自由和民主。
Until the teacher at the school talk about many Chinese immigrants came to the United States is seeking for the freedom.
确实是我们这一代人是因为八九年六四民运失败之后开始陆陆续续来到美国的。
It is true that many people came to the United States after June 4th and is looking for the freedom.
那么我们留在美国生活很大的一个原因是美国给了我们一个自由和民主的生活。
The reason we stay in the United States because it provides a freedom and also democratic freedom choice.
所以美国的宪法呢赋予了公民很多的权利。
So the United States, a free and democratic country, provides citizens that a lot of free opportunities.
那这些权利是神圣不可侵犯。
And those things are secret and inviolable.
所以呢我们有这个言论的自由。
So freedom of speech.
也有集会的自由。
The freedom of assembly.
那么有选举的自由。
Freedom of election.
那么也有被选举的自由。
And also freedom of being elected.
那么这些呢都是在那些独裁的国家里是难以想象的。
And those will not happen to the dictatorship countries.
所以人们向往美国不只是因为这是一个富裕的国家。
Besides, we desire to come to the United States, not necessarily is a rich country.
更是因为这个国家的民主体制为人们提供了一个平等的机会。
And because the country's democratic system provided equal opportunity for people to maximize our talents.
那么可以最大的程度发挥我们的才能。
And can maximize our talent.
尽管如此啊，美国的民主 也并非是毫无限制。
Nevertheless, the freedom of the United States without the boundaries.
随心所欲，让人们想做一切想做的事，也不是美国的民主的定义。
It's not, the definition of freedom that do whatever we want to do.
比如说吧，我们每个人都有开车的自由。
So for example, we have freedom to drive.
但是你开车，你必须有驾驶执照。
So you have to have a license to drive.
你没有执照，你就没有开车的自由。
So without a license, you do not have freedom to drive.
就你有开车的自由，你却没有闯红灯的自由。
Even though you have freedom to drive, but you don't have freedom to run a red light.
你在美国有购买土地的自由。
And you have freedom to buy a land.
那你却没有在这个地上乱搭乱建的自由。
But you have no freedom to build in this order.
那么在这个国家你有集会抗议的自由。
And this country you have freedom of assembly.
但是你却没有冲击国会的自由。
But you don't have freedom to attack the Congress.
所以今年年初那些占领国会山庄的人毫无例外都受到了法律的制裁。
The beginning of this year, those who occupied Capitol Hill that were punished by law without exception.
所以由此可见啊，美国的民主和自由是按照宪法来规范的。
So therefore, the democracy and freedom in the United States are aligned with the Constitution.
那么同样的道理，基督里的自由这是由上帝的法规来规划的。
So the same way, the freedom in Christ is planned by God's law.
所以基督里的自由也不是随心所欲，我想做什么就做什么。
The freedom in Christ is not whatever we want to do.
那么这个自由首先是不犯罪的自由。
The first of the freedom is not to sin.
乃是按照上帝的心意做上帝要我们所做的事。
Is to do whatever God wants us to do.
任由圣灵来掌管我们的生命。
So let the Holy Spirit control our lives.
我想这是上一次我们讨论所得出的结论。
So that was what we talked about, the summary of the last time.
所以根据这个定义，我们总结出基督徒的自由是包括两个方面。
So according to this definition, we talk about two areas of freedom in Christian's freedom.
所以从负面的角度说呢，就是我们不再受罪的辖制。
So from the negative definition is that we no longer held hostage by sin.
但是从正面的角度讲呢，就是我们要活出基督的样式。
But from the positive aspect of it, we need to live out like the likeness of Christ.
所以这两个方面呢是相辅相成的。
And those are complementing each other.
所以今天我们就来思考基督里自由的这第二个方面。
So today we're going to talk about the second part of the freedom in Christ.
我们怎么样可以享受这种自由而活出基督的样式？
How can we enjoy this freedom and live out the likeness of Christ?
我们今天要看的经文就在加拉太书的第五章。
So today we're going to look at the Galatians chapter 5.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开加拉太书的第五章，我们来看第一节到第十二节。
If you have a Bible, please turn Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 to 12.
我来读中文。比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen is going to read in Chinese, I will read in English.
加拉太书第五章第一节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of a bondage.
我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。
I Paul say this to you, that if you became circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing.
我再指着凡受割礼的人确实地说，他是欠着行全律法的债。
And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised, that he is a debtor to keep the whole law.
你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的义。
For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor circumcision available of anything, but faith working through love.
你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
You ran well, who hinder you from obeying the truth?
这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的。
This persuasion does not come from him who calls you.
这样的一点面笑能使全团都发起来。
A little leaven the whole lump.
我在主里狠心你们必不怀别样的心，但搅扰你们的无论是谁必担当他的罪名。
I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you should bear his judgment, whatever he is.
弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？
And brethren, I still preach circumcision. Why do I still suffer persecution?
若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
Then the offense of the cross has ceased.
恨不得那搅扰你们的人把自己割绝了。
I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off.
那保罗在这个加拉太书第五章开始进入了这个生活方面的应用。
So start chapter 5, talk about application of our Christian life.
所以这段经文大概可以分成三段。
And this passage can divide to three parts.
那么第一节和第二节呢，点出了本段的主题。
And verse 1 to 2 point out the theme.
那么第三节到第六节呢，保罗对加拉太人的是劝告。
Verse 3 to 6 is a Paul advice to Galatians.
那么第七节到十二节呢，这是保罗对律法主义者的警告。
And 7 to 12 is a Paul's warning to legalists.
所以我们先来看第一句的经文。
So let's look at verse 1.
那第一句就是讲到说基督释放了我们。
And the verse 1 talk about stand fast and therefore in the liberty by which Christ.
是讲到基督释放了我们。
Lord has freed us.
那么这里面讲的是实际上是最后两章的这个主题。
And talk about the theme of last two chapters.
其实这也是本书的一个主题。
And this is the book of the Galatians, the theme of Galatians.
所以这一句话呢，这个希腊原文其实只有四个字。
And so the original Greek words is only four words.
这个四个字下面的顺序是这样子讲的。
And the sequence is like this.
是自由。我们基督释放。
So it's a free us, Christ, and freedom.
说自由是放在句子的首，句首是表示特别的强调的。
The emphasize because the word freedom is at the beginning of the sentence.
而且这个自由呢，有两个词表达了这个方面的意思。
And there's a two areas express the word freedom.
所以说四个词当中只有两个词表达了自由。
And so the four words, there are two of them express freedom.
一个是名词，一个是动词。
One's a noun, the other one's a verb.
所以这就加重了这个强调自由的语气。
It's really emphasized the importance of this word, freedom.
所以自由是基督在我们身上救赎工作的一个真实体现。
So freedom is a true embodiment of Christ's redemptive work in us.
可能我们想，那保罗第一开始就强调了自由，后面会讲到很多自由的事情。
So we think that Paul emphasized freedom, of course he's going to talk about more about freedom.
但是奇怪的是，保罗在这段经文谈论自由的经文里夹杂着很多的警告。
In the mix of the word freedom, it also come with a lot of warnings.
这些警告都与割礼有关。
And all related to circumcision.
我们看割礼在这一段经文中出现了很多次。
Circumcision occurred 5 times.
在第二节、第三节、第六节、第十一节
and 6 and 11.
一共出现了五次之多。
And it occurs 5 times.
保罗为什么在这里如此强调割礼呢？
Why does Paul emphasize circumcision so much?
这与基督里的自由有关哈。
It has to do with the freedom in Christ.
这个割礼啊是亚伯拉罕之约的记号啊。
So circumcision is a sign of a covenant of Abraham.
那么也是进入这个犹太人他们进入律法的一个入门啊。
It's also for Jewish entrance to the law.
那保罗在第十一节里明确的讲过，那么割礼是与这个十字架的这个救恩是格格不入的。
So in the verse 11, talk about circumcision is incompatible with the cross.
所以基督徒若是还是接受了割礼的话，就等于扼杀了自由。
If a Christian still accepts circumcision, it equals a stifling freedom.
我们来看看保罗这里的警告有哪些。
So let's look at what kind of warning that Paul said.
那在第二节就讲到说基督与你们无异。
The verse 2 talk about the prophet, will profit you nothing.
然后第四节讲到与基督隔绝。
And also that separate from Christ.
那么第四节也讲到从恩典中坠落。
Also talk about fall from grace.
这里并不是说基督徒将会失去救恩。
We're not talking about the Christian will lose the salvation.
而是讲你们已经得到了自由，但是因为这样做的话会失去自由。
You already received the freedom, but if you continue to do this, you're going to lose the freedom.
那么接下来保罗更是严厉的警告那些律法主义者。
So Paul continued to warn those legalists.
他们必要担当自己的罪。
And those people need to bear their own sins.
所以在第十节保罗讲得非常的清楚。
So in verse 10, the Paul said it clearly.
那么最后的这句经文呢，保罗甚至有些讽刺哈。
And so even the last verse, Paul was a little slightly sarcastic.
那么既然你们到处去宣扬割礼的话，干脆就把自己阉割了吧。
So if you continue to talk about circumcision everywhere, why don't cut yourself?
所以弟兄姐妹，你看保罗这里强调说这个自由的时候。是警告我们不要失去这个自由。
And the Paul when talk about warning about the freedom is to talk about not to lose this freedom.
所以基督徒我们要真正的去理解自由。
So Christians really need to truly understand what is the meaning of freedom.
而且要特别珍惜这种在基督里的自由。
And treasure this freedom in Christ.
可能会有各种各样的事情在我们这个信仰的生活中发生，是束缚我们。
And there's a lot of things that happen in our Christian life will bind us.
那么是我们没有办法享受自由。
So we can not really enjoy the freedom.
那么前几年呢，就在圣地亚哥呢，就兴起了一些个特别的一个组织哈。
And recently there's a special organization in San Diego.
那他们呢据说是从中国大陆传过来的一种读经的方法。
And it's the method how to study Bible, and the methods came from China.
那么在圣地亚哥他们落脚之后就开始四处的传播，召集了一些个教会的这个会友啊，就是来跟他们一起去学习。
And so they actually was recruiting a lot of church members to join this method to how to study Bible.
其实有些基督徒就跟他们去，他们这个读经的办法是一种机械的读经法。
And so it's a way, it's very mechanical studying the Bible.
说是圣经很重要，你要读圣经，你的这个灵性才能够增长。
And so it's very important to study the Bible, And once you study the Bible, then your spiritual will grow.
所以每天一定要读多少章的这个圣经。
So every single day you have to read how many chapters.
然后一些人组织起来他们去读，但是他们不讲这个圣经讲什么内容不知道，你只要不明白也没关系，你只要读了就好。
And so they are not emphasizing understanding those Bible verses. They said the most important thing is just mechanical reading it.
所以每天的这样读啊读啊读，所以读的每个人啊就是脑袋都发胀的呀。
So everybody reads so much, their brain swells.
这种其实这些方法就是来迷惑了很多人，是大家以为说哦我这样做就可以。
And those kind of method has mislead a lot of people thinking by doing this is okay.
我想传播这种方法的人说不定很快也会到我们这个 slow 这个地区的。
And I won't be surprised that the people who spread this method may come to slow as well.
所以我们要学习怎么样去有这种分辨的能力。
And we need to have a discernment.
那么这段经文除了给了我们这些警告，告诉我们说不要落入这些圈套之外。
And so besides, you give it the warning not to fall in those kind of traps.
那这段经文有没有告诉我们如何去享受基督里的自由？
But does this passage tell us how to enjoy the freedom in Christ?
确实这里大概列出了六种手段。
And so here talk about six different methods.
所以我们来看第五节和第六节。
And let's look at verse 5 and 6.
第五节和第六节大概把这些都汇集在一起。
And those two verses bring everything together.
我看他们首先讲到了，这里讲到了基督。
And here talk about Christ.
那么第六讲到基督耶稣，又讲到圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit.
然后又讲到信心。
Faith.
又讲到盼望。
Hope.
又讲到公义。
And justice.
也讲到仁爱。
And love.
这就是神为我们所预备的一切。
And this is God has prepared the necessity for us.
使我们可以享受基督里的自由。
So we can enjoy the freedom in Christ.
所以我们来看看这里讲的这个六个不同的方面。
And so let's look at those six areas.
第一个就是借着基督的话怎么去享受自由。
The first one is through Christ. How can we enjoy the freedom in Christ?
借着基督就是与基督同死，又与基督同活。
Through Christ is to die with Christ and live with Christ.
耶稣基督在十字架上成就的救恩，使这一切都成为可能。
So that Christ died on the cross to make this thing, the salvation, make it possible.
第二个讲着靠着圣灵。
And second is relying on the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵是住在我们的心里，成为我们随时的帮助。
And Holy Spirit lives in our heart, became the help at any time.
第三个讲到透过仁爱的信心。
And the third talk about through love.
这里就讲让我们来确信上帝的爱。
So we are confident in God's love.
同时也激发我们渴慕上帝的心。
And also motivate us to desire for God.
那第四个就讲到盼望将来的公义。
And the fourth one, looking forward to the righteousness in the future.
盼望是基于上帝的应许。
And the hope is based on God's promise.
公义就是我们将来可以达到那种完全不受罪的祝福，全然圣洁的一个状态。
Righteousness means that we no longer be bounded by sin in the future and be completely holy.
所以把这几个方面弄在一起，就好像我们可以打一个比方哈。
And so we always put together, we can put this as an example.
那么基督呢，就好像成为我们的一个渠道一样。
So God became is a channel.
那么圣灵是赐给我们这样的能力。
And Holy Spirit gives us the power, strength.
那这里的信心、盼望和仁爱，这是三个我们基督徒最羡慕的品德。
And faith, hope, and love is the character that we envy, we desire the most.
就好比是三重火箭一样。
It's like a triple rocket.
那么强力的推动我们来上升。
It really gives us the ammunition to push upwards.
那么一切都为我们预备妥当。
Everything has prepared for us.
但是我们必须要学习怎么样去使用这些利器来达到那美好的功效。
However, we have to learn how to use the sharp tools in order to achieve that beautiful effect.
可能我们当中有人会说了，陈牧师，你讲的这些我们都知道啊，我们做基督徒做了几十年，都是这些东西啊，大家都清楚。但是怎么样才能够真正可以达到这种享受自由的这种程度呢？
And Pastor Chen, everything you talk about, we already knew being a Christian for so many years, but how can we really learn to achieve that result?
确实是，弟兄姐妹，这里所讲的这些都是我们平常常常讲的，我们非常熟悉的这个词汇。
And we're very familiar with those vocabulary. We talk about those things very often.
你不只听过一个牧师讲过，我听过很多的牧师，很多的讲道都讲这些东西。
You're not only listen to one pastor talk about, you listen to so many pastors talk about.
那么我就讲一个故事给大家哈。
Let me tell you a story.
那么以前呢，有一个年轻的这个修道士，他呢去这个追求这个属灵的生命的成长。
And there is a monk, very young monk, that was searching for the spiritual journey.
那么他呢也是去操练了各种各样的方式，怎么样去提升自己。
He's a disciplined in all different ways, try to live that what he hoped for.
他也读经啊，他也祷告啊，他也禁食啊。
And then he's fasting, read the Bible and pray.
然后他也去服侍穷人呐、啊，他也做善事啊等等。
He served the poor and to do good things.
但是他就感觉好像做了很久，好像还是缺点什么东西。
And he's been doing the same thing over and over again for a long time. He still feels there's something is still missing.
所以呢，他就去慕名找了一个非常年纪很大，但是呢也是非常有名的一个修道士，他想去向他请教。
So therefore, he was looking for someone who is much older, but very famous, to learn something for this older monk.
所以到那里，他去跟他请教的时候，他见到这个年长的修道士，他就跟他说：“你看，我已经做了这些，但是我怎么觉得自己还没有长进呢？”
And this young monk asked the elder monk, "I've done so much. Why I'm not still growing?"
然后这个年老的修道士并没有回答他的问题。
And the elder monk did not answer his question.
他只是回答说：“你有祷告，确实是祷告了。”
Yeah, you have prayed. Yeah, you indeed you pray.
但是你应该真的是像这样的去祷告啊。
But you need to pray like this.
于是呢，这个年老的修道士他就站立起来啊。
And this elder monk all of a sudden stood up.
于是把两只手伸上天空啊。
And then he put two hands toward heaven.
在那里大声的呼喊，来全身竭力的来祷告。
And it was almost shouting loudly to pray.
结果就看到仿佛他举手向天祷告的时候，他的两手好像都发出火来一样。
And when he lift up his hand, two hands, his two hands almost look like a fire burning.
所以当祷告完了之后，这个年老的修道士坐下来，然后对这个年轻的修道士就讲了一番话。
After he finished prayer, he sat down and he said this to the younger monk.
他说你就应该像这样的事情，把你已经这样的态度，把你以前所做事再重新的做一遍。
And use a similar attitude and try to do whatever you have done before.
那么效果肯定是不一样的。
The effects will be different.
弟兄姐妹，这给我们一个提醒啊。
Sister and brother, this is give us a reminder.
我们确实也是相信的。
And very often we do believe.
我们确实也是祷告的。
And very often we do pray.
我们说我们也是爱神的。
We say we love the Lord.
但是我们是以什么样的程度 什么样程度的敬虔去做这些事情，那个是确实会有一个明显的差异的。
However, there's a huge difference. It depends how much we try to do.
所以享受基督里的自由啊，我们一方面要摆脱束缚。
Therefore, to enjoy the freedom in Christ, on the one hand, we must get rid of all the bondage.
那另一方面，我们就要活出基督的样式。
And the other side is that we need to live the likeness of the Christ.
那么如果说摆脱枷锁就是革除旧的习惯的话，
If we say to get rid of the bondage is to get rid of the old habits.
那么活出基督的生命就是要培养一些新的习惯。
And to live the life of Christ is to cultivate some new habits.
可能有弟兄姐妹讲说，哎呀，这个上次牧师讲的要这个致把这个老我要致死的话已经很困难了。
Well, last time Pastor it's very difficult to get put the death of the old self.
那么这个培养这个新的习惯，这个是不是也是更困难的？
So it will be very difficult to cultivate the new habits.
所以弟兄姐妹，我上次讲过了，我们革除旧的习惯并非难事。
And last time I talked about try to get rid of some old habits may not be as difficult as you think.
那么同样的道理，我们培养新的习惯也是完全可能。
So for the same reasons, it's entirely possible to cultivate new habits.
所以弟兄姐妹不要忘记那句经文，靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
And to remember the verse in Philippians chapter 4, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
所以培养一个好的习惯的过程，实际上就是一个品格塑造的过程。
The process of cultivating a good habit basically is a process of building the character.
所以下面我们讲三个步骤可以帮助我们实现这个目标。
So the following, we're going to talk about the three steps can help us to achieve these goals.
首先我们必须有意识的要去做。
First of all, we need to have intention.
就是 intentional 要做这个事情。
Consciously intentional.
有人说，哎呀，还是顺其自然吧。
And people may say, just let's go with the flow.
干嘛跟自己过不去呢？
And why we try to trouble ourselves.
俗话说车到山前必有路嘛。
And people were saying there must be a way to the mountain.
弟兄姐妹，我们要是顺其自然的话，我跟你说，顺其自然只能生出败坏来。
If we really go with the flow, that you can only give birth to corruption.
所以我们必须要刻意的培养，而要系统化的训练，才能够活出耶稣基督的生命。
This is deliberate, cultivate, and systematic training to enable us to live the life of Christ.
这正是我们教会预备要推动门徒训练的一个目的。
And so this is the purpose of our church to promote our disciple training.
其次呢，我们要训练自己。
And secondly is how to train ourselves.
就是 training.
And so we talk about training.
只有热情，我有愿望，我乐意去做，这个热情还是不够的。
Enthusiasm alone is not enough to achieve the purpose of character building.
那这个呢，不一定能够完全达到品格塑造的目的。
May not achieve the purpose of character building.
可能第一开始我们这个热情十足。
And in the beginning, we may be full of enthusiasm.
怎么到后面呢，我们就是虎头蛇尾。
And start strong but end weakly.
那么最后就是草草收场。
And then we just finish just end quickly.
你看每年我们过新年大家不都有那个新年的愿望吗？
So every new year we always a new year resolution.
但是你看连一月份出不去你那个就作废报销的。
And before end of January that we already forgot about our resolution.
因此我们必须要有计划。
And therefore, we have to have a plan.
我们要根据个人的情况。
And we also need to according to each individual's situation.
所以要循序渐进地展开训练。
And then we need to do it gradually.
那么只有认真的训练，我们才能够做出我们平常做不到的事情。
So only serious training can enable us to do things that we cannot normally do.
我不知道大家有没有听说过这一种体育活动的哈。
I don't know, have you ever heard this athletic activity?
这个比较少见哈。
And this is kind of rare.
那么这个是叫做这个空中丝带aerial silks.
So aerial silks.
那么做这个活动的话，你看你要经过很好的训练才可以做到，对不对？
In order to achieve that, you need to have a lot of discipline and training.
但是呢，其实这个活动你在你们家也可以做的。
But actually, you can train yourself at home.
就是我们认识一个年轻的女孩子，她自己在家也是这样做的哈，完全可以做到。
I have known this young woman that she does that at home.
但是你要经过什么呢？你要经过你的这个训练才可以哈。
But you have to go through vigorous training in order to do this.
所以你真的很奇妙，人的身体可以做出很多我们平常难以想象的事情。
And our human body is so amazing. We can do things that we can't even ever imagine.
确实，我们的身体是很有能力的哈。
Indeed, our body is very capable.
那么，但是我们必须要经过培训才可以哈。
And we have to go through the training.
所以，一个训练有素的基督徒啊，和一个从来没有经过任何训练的人，是应当有着非常明显的区别。
There's a clear difference between a well-trained Christian and a person without any training.
所以我们应当攻克己身，叫身服我。
When you discipline our body and bring it to subjection.
那第三个步骤的话，我们就是要设立目标。
The last, we need to set goal.
所以我们必须设立目标呢，才能评估我们进步的这个程度。
And so in order to have a goal, then we can assess the progress.
所以我们既不能操之过急呢，也不能漫无目的。
We cannot be rushed or nor aimless.
我们的目标呢，不是只是停留在上帝，我们可以做上帝要我们做的事情。
Our goal is not only to stop what we think God wants us to do.
这个并不是难的事情。
And it might not be that difficult.
我再说一遍，我们的目标并不是只是停留在我们可以做这个事情而已。
We only stop what we think we can do.
就是那些罪大恶极的罪犯呢，他们也会偶尔做点善事的。
You know, the big criminal, sometimes they will do some good deed.
我不知道大家有没有注意到新闻，最近韩国有一个事情啊，非常的轰动哈。
And there's a very, very big news in Korea.
就是一个叫素媛案的一个罪犯呢，他刑满释放，给放出来了。
And so it's a 素媛criminal that he was a criminal that he was released recently.
他的名字就叫赵斗淳哈。
And his name is 邵斗淳。
那么他呢是因为侵犯了一个幼女，所以呢被判刑的哈。
He was sentenced because he sexually sexual assault a young girl.
那么结果呢？因为当时韩国的法律的限制，只给他判了12年的徒刑哈。
At that time, he was only sentenced to 12 years.
而且这个人他一点没有悔改的意思。
He never repented.
那么他的这个犯罪的手段非常的残忍哈。
He was very cruel.
那么结果就引起了很多的民愤哈。
And the people were very, very angry.
所以他出狱的那一天，很多人都集中在一起，在那抗议示威的这样哈。
And then a lot of people protest the day when he was released from prison.
那么很多人甚至到他住的地方去呢，去示威哈，去警戒哈。
Even protest where he lived.
那么这个人不光是犯过这一次罪，他的人生啊是大概有17次这样的犯罪的经历。
And he not only this one time, he probably had done 17 other cases.
但是像这样一个人，你想他一生中难道一件好事都从来没有做过吗？
Well, do you think this person never done anything good?
也许偶尔他会做一件好事。
But once in a while, he may be done something good.
不过他还是个坏人。
But he's still a bad guy.
所以做过一件善事的人，你不可能成为好人嘛。
You cannot say one person just does one good thing is a good person.
所以唯有那种习惯性的持之以恒。
So only for people who are conscious that they continue to do good things.
那么才能成为上帝可以使用的人。
And can be the person that God can use.
所以从第一开始我们有意识的去做。
And from the beginning is consciously try to do things.
到后来我们无意识的去做。
And later become unconscious.
这就是一个品格塑造的过程。
And so this is a process of character building.
所以我们基督徒啊，就当为基督而活。
So Christians should live for Christ.
因为我们的名字里就有基督嘛。
Our name has Christ.
所以我们不能活出基督的样式，我们就亏负了我们自己，称作是基督徒了。
If we cannot live like a Christ-like, then it's a shame that we call ourselves Christian.
今天我们借着研读这段经文，我们再一次的思想基督里自由的这个话题。
Today we think about the topic of freedom in Christ again by studying this passage.
怎样才能活出基督的样式呢？
How can we live out the likeness of Christ?
这是一个品格塑造的过程。
This is a process of character building.
我们提出了大概三个步骤哈。
And then we talk about three different steps.
这三个步骤可以用三个英文字母来代替哈。
And we can use three letters to represent those.
那就是 ITG 哈。
And
就是 intentional training and goal oriented 哈，就是有意识的去做，要训练，而且要设立目标。嗯。
So intentional.Goal-oriented training.
所以只有这样，我们有意识的去做，我们才能够系统化的设立这个合乎合人情况的个人情况的目标。
So only we do this consciously and systematically set up a goal that suit the personal circumstances and divide them gradually.
所以这样的话，我们不一定可以做到以前做不到的事情。
So we can do things that we could not do before.
那些是上帝所喜悦的事情。
And those things is pleasing God.
因为靠着那加给我们力量的，凡事都能做。
We can do all things through Christ that who strengthen us.
我不知道大家有没有看过这个爱丽丝梦游仙境的这个故事哈。
If you ever read Alice in the Wonderland.
那么影片中这个小女孩 Alice 呢，她是一个偶然的机会掉进了树洞里面，进到了一个仙境啊。
And then Alice fall into a hole and went to a wonderland.
那么她走到了一个树林的前面，她不知道应该到哪里去走。
She got lost in the forest.
于是在那里她跟柴郡猫有一段非常精彩的对话。
So she has a very exciting dialogue with this Cheshire Cat.
哎，这个定话是非常精彩的。你如果到网上去寻找，你在 YouTube 里可以看到的哈。
And you can probably find out on YouTube. It's a very exciting dialogue.
因为这个爱丽丝就说：“哎呀，这是前面有好几条路，我应该走哪条路呢？我不知道该怎么走。”
So Alice said, "There are so many different ways to go, and I have no idea to choose which one to go."
于是那个柴郡猫呢就问他说，你到底要想到哪里去呢？
So the Cheshire Cat asked her, where do you want to go?
爱丽丝说，哎呀，这就是个问题，问题是我就不知道要到哪里去。
Alice answered, that is the problem. I have no idea where I want to go.
再到哪里去好像也没有所谓。
It doesn't matter where I go.
于是柴郡猫跟他说，既然是这样的话呢，你就选哪条路也没有关系的啦。
The Cheshire Cat answered, if that's the case, it doesn't matter which way you go, just pick one.
你只要选一条路，只要你走的时间足够长，你肯定会到某一个地方的。
So you choose one, you have enough time, you will arrive the destiny.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就告诉我们说，我们基督徒啊，真的是我们选择什么样的路要走。
And that tells us, the Christian, which way we choose to go.
这是我们可以做决定的。
And this is something we can make a decision.
我认识以前有一个牧师呢，他去参加这个高中同学的这个同学会啊。
I know one pastor went to the high school reunion.
那么他从美国回到了台湾之后，哇，见到了几十年没有见到的人。
And so he went back to, from United States, went back to Taiwan and met so many classmates that he have not seen for decades.
于是大家忙着都彼此汇报彼此的情况啊，进展怎么样哈。
And everybody would try to share how they're doing.
那么有的人呢就开始介绍家庭啊，孩子啊，事业啊，做些什么事情啊等等。
Then a few people talk about their family, their career and their children.
因为大家已经都到了退休的年龄，于是都有很多的经历可以分享。
So there's a lot of experience they can share because they are very close to retirement.
有些人就夸耀自己说，哎呀，我开了公司，挣的钱呢，简直是不多的不得了。
And there are some people boast that I have a company, I make so much money, I cannot even count.
于是有的人在旁边就吹啊，就说，哎呀，我到处去跟女人在一起玩呢，我不知睡过了多少个女人。
And then one person said, I've slept with many women.
当大家讲了足够长的时间的时候，突然发现旁边有一位坐着这位怎么不太说话啊。
And then after people boast their experience, their life, and they notice that one person did not speak.
于是回头就问他说，哎，这位，你到底是这几年都干什么了？
And so they finally pay attention to this person, say, hey, what have you done?
于是这个牧师就说，我高中毕业就去读大学。
And this pastor said, after graduation from high school, I went to college.
读了大学之后，我就去高中教数学。
After college, I went to high school to teach math.
后来我就去读学神学院，我最后做了牧师。
Then I went to seminary school, I became a pastor.
顿时这个整个桌子一片安静，所有的人都不敢说话。
All of a sudden it became very, very quiet. Nobody wants to speak.
弟兄姐妹，我们选择走什么样的路，最后我们会到达什么样的终点。
And so whatever we choose our way, then we will arrive to the destiny we choose.
但愿神恩待我们，我们选择那上好。
And so hope that God that the bless us that we will choose the best.
我们在今生来世都充充分分的享受在基督里的自由。
Even now or future, we continue to enjoy the freedom in Christ.
基督徒就当为基督而活。
Christians should live for Christ.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢主你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for all your blessing.
主你这么样的怜悯我们，为我们付上了，为我们的救赎付上了何等的代价。
You have such compassion on us that you pay such a big price for our salvation.
主就愿我们能够珍惜这得来不易的救恩。
So we really treasure this wonderful salvation.
愿我们拒绝那旧世的生活。
And refuse the life on earth.
那么我们重新来过一个新的生活。
And we will have a new life.
一个在耶稣基督里自由的生命。
And that has that life, the freedom in Christ.
求主你坚固我们的信心。
Continue to strengthen our faith.
求主你加添我们的力量。
And giving our strength.
我们为今天所有在场的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都交托在你的手中。
We bring every sister and brother into your hands.
主啊，我们信心不足，我们求主你怜悯。
Maybe our faith is not enough, but then we ask you continue to have a compassion for us.
主啊，我们在很多的事上软弱， 我们求主你赦免。
And we ask you for your forgiveness or our weakness.
愿你能坚固我们在耶稣基督里面的生命。
And strengthen the life that we have in you.
使我们能够真正的得到那丰盛的生命。
So we can get the fullness in Christ.
让我们的生命可以荣耀主。
So our life can be glorify your name.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.